Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Ellen Gear, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Colgate-Palmolive Peak Company, makers of Luster Cream Shampoo and Colgate Dental Cream, bring you our Miss Brooks. Starring Lee Purcell.
Ken Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Very, very happy to welcome back Emmy-nominated actress Lee Purcell. Everyone listening knows Lee for her work in movies and on television, including Big Wednesday, Valley Girl, Mr. Majestic, Stir Crazy, her Emmy-nominated performances in Long Road Home and Secret Sins of the Father, and this being the holiday season, as we record this conversation with Lee, the Christmas movie Carol of the Bells. What you may not know, and I certainly didn't know this until just a few weeks ago, is that Lee Purcell is one of the driving forces behind the Hollywood Radio Players, a group of actors who perform reenactments of classic radio shows via Zoom, reenactments of classic radio shows like Our Miss Brooks, The Life of Riley, and the classic Orson Welles production of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. The really cool thing about the Hollywood Radio Players is that they're putting on these shows as part of an effort to help raise funds for the Motion Picture and Television Fund, which raises money to help industry members who have fallen on hard times. We'll tell you all about this in just a second. Lee Purcell, welcome back to our program.
Ed, it's so nice to talk with you again.
What led you to start the Hollywood Radio Players? How did you get involved in this?
Well, it's a pandemic story, actually, that everybody has a pandemic story.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was a group of actors. We are also in a company called the SAG-AFTRA Radio Plays Committee, which is an official union organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very involved in the union. I'm a union activist, and I've been on the board and so forth. So we've been doing this for several years, but we perform live and in the Los Angeles area, usually at the Autry Museum Theater there, the
mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo Theater,
mm-hmm.
Several times a year. Then came the pandemic. And we were shut down, I guess it's about 3 years ago now, almost 3 years,
mm-hmm.
that we were shut down from performing, like all theater groups were shut down everywhere. And so we were kind of, you know, frustrated. It's like, well, what do we do? Because, you know, performers need to keep performing.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your blood, as
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we decided we would perform our shows, but we would perform our shows through the only means that was available to us, which was on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't enough to do it on Zoom, so we devised, it's an interesting hybrid, we devised a rather unique way of performing these classic radio plays from the 30s, 40s, 50s on Zoom, but we do it with special effects and sound effects and music and era-specific costumes and props. And so we started doing that, but we didn't know what we were going to do with the shows. We just archived them. And then in the meantime, I was looking around for a charity, for an organization, because we all wanted to benefit somebody
mm-hmm.
with these shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just put them in archives on YouTube and nobody ever saw them or benefited from them. So it kind of, there were a few bumps in the road with finding the right organization. And because I had been doing work with MPTF, the Motion Picture and Television Fund, if people aren't familiar with that, as you said in the introduction, it benefits industry people who are in need. And people might say, oh, why do movie stars need help? Well, most of the people in the industry are not movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people, the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, are all walks of life, whether they're a costumer, whether they are a gaffer, that's a lighting expert, whether they are a carpenter, a teamster. And the pandemic hit everybody incredibly hard. And so the Motion Picture and Television Fund was, for me, an obvious choice because I'd already been working with them in other areas for a couple of years. And so I approached them, and we made a deal that we would start raising funds for them. So then we took these shows, and we're still doing it. We took these shows, and we started editing and doing all the posts on them and bookending them. And we got a wonderful host. I'm sure you know who he is.
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, that's our host. And you know, how lucky are we? And who happens to have a very long history with MPTF also.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, yeah, of course. You know, so he's our host. And so I write. I have a partner who's incredible, Michael Carnegie, who is a high-tech genius and a wonderful actor to boot. Everybody in the group wears multiple hats. We produce everything, Michael and I do, and I write everything. You know, I write all the intros and whatever has to be written other than the shows, because the shows, we use the original scripts from
mm-hmm.
way back when.
Mm-hmm.
I write everything else, and Michael edits, and we have a couple of other editors who are wonderful. And so we started putting them up. So we now have, we have our website, HollywoodRadioPlayers.com. We have our YouTube channel, Hollywood Radio Players. We have, Facebook page. We have, you know, social media coming out our ears, even though we're still building that, because
mm-hmm.
we're pretty new. We
mm-hmm.
have our fourth show is up now, and by the time people hear this, it'll probably be our fifth show, because we drop a new show at the first week to 9 days, and there's a reason it's 9 days, but of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're recording this interview, our first Christmas show, we're doing a Christmas show one and Christmas show two. Even though our second Christmas show is airing in January, so why not stretch out the holiday?
Well, look, I'm a recovering Catholic, and in the Catholic tradition, the Christmas season actually extends into the first week of January, ending with the Epiphany. So you're right on schedule, Lee.
Oh, good. I'm probably because a great many members of my family are Catholic. And I used to go to midnight mass with my grandmother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very unusual, I don't think this has ever been seen before. We've seen people on Zoom, you know, once in a while doing some shows, but they don't do what we do with the special effects and the sound effects and everything else I described a moment ago. So, and we have wonderful, talented actors, about, I don't know how many we have now, 15, 16, something like that. And we all know each other really well by this time. And so we take turns directing. So our Miss Brooks, which is up right now as we are recording this show, I play our Miss Brooks, and then somebody else directed it. And then the next show up, which will be up early January, is Father Knows Best, the Christmas show from Father Knows Best.
Oh, cool.
And I directed that one. So we alternate. And some of the shows I'm not in because I have too much to do producing everything. And some of the shows I am in, and some of the shows I direct. And so, but everybody, we have such talented, incredibly talented actors. And so it's been a really, it's been a great blessing to do this, because we are getting to perform, and we perform what we want to perform,
mm-hmm.
which is really great. And we are helping Motion Picture and Television Fund, which is wonderful. And then through that, we're helping fellow people in the industry. And so we're really happy about that.
Each production of the Hollywood Radio Players is free to watch on the Hollywood Radio Players YouTube channel. However, donations of any amount to the Motion Picture and Television Fund are encouraged. To find out more, HollywoodRadioPlayers.com, HollywoodRadioPlayers.com, or the Hollywood Radio Players page on Facebook, or the Hollywood Radio Players YouTube channel. To make a donation in any amount, go to mptf.com/donate.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We are
the Real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the Real Brady Bros.
Lee Purcell's on the line with us. Lee Purcell, one of the driving forces behind the Hollywood Radio Players. You touched on this in one of your comments earlier, Lee. The fun thing about what you're doing is there is a visual element beyond the fact that you're doing it on Zoom. Once upon a time in the golden age of radio, many of the shows like Our Miss Brooks, like Father Knows Best, like My Favorite Husband with Lucille Ball, many of these shows had a studio audience. If you live down here, you can go to KNX in L.A. and watch the actors perform. So there is an element of theatricality to radio, and that's what you guys are capturing with the Hollywood Radio Players.
Yes, yes, we are. And our catchphrase is radio you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what it is. And as I mentioned earlier, we did perform live for a long time. And so we had that experience of a live audience, and they had the experience of watching us, somebody would be over in that. We have a special effects specialist, and that person would be over in the corner, you know, creating special effects right there live, mm-hmm. in front of the audience. And then we had, you know, musicians who were live, and then that all just, bam, went away overnight with the pandemic. But so we have brought that into the our virtual Zoom hybrid, we call it, productions, and it's been very, very effective. And we have learned as we have gone along. We're still learning, mm-hmm. how to enhance this. And so we're going to be doing, in the near future, we're going to be doing Casablanca.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful, I think. And I hope. And but we're going to do it differently. We're going to bring back the live aspect of the special effects and the live aspect of the music, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing, it's going to be the abridged version. And it, because we are, all of us are really radio nerds,
mm-hmm.
and we're really into the history of the radio plays. And you brought up the KNX and people used to perform there live, and I wish I had been around to see that, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the first show that we did, which was incredibly ambitious, was The War of the Worlds. And I directed that, and that was an hour show, and it turned out, we think, really good. And we had visual effects in that that you will see if you watch it. And it was interesting. I chose that show because as a very young actress, I had the opportunity to do a film with Orson Welles, and that was a very interesting experience. And so I chose that because I really loved Orson, and I loved War of the Worlds and all of its various iterations, from movies to an opera even.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very exciting doing War of the Worlds, and like with all of our shows, we use the original first script.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the one from October 30th, 1938, and that was what started that whole interest in War of the Worlds. And so It's very interesting. It's very interesting using those original scripts because they were written in a different time, in a different era, with different cultural references. And sometimes we use commercials, and I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't. Armis Brooks has a couple of them for Colgate and Palmolive because these were the sponsors. This is the same thing that you see on mainstream television. You know, there's always a sponsor. There's always a commercial that comes in, and that's the way radio was back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times Eve Arden, while we're talking about Armis Brooks, you know, she would maybe not perform the commercial as Miss Brooks, but the fact that it was Eve Arden performing the live spot or the spot in the middle of Act 1 and Act 2, it gave an authenticity to what you were hearing about the product, and that, like a lot of advertisers, that helped, they knew that, and so that helped drive sales. And so it's kind of cool that you're including that.
Well, sometimes. We don't include them always because just for various time reasons. But we did include a couple of them into Armis Brooks, and since I play Armis Brooks, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the one doing that commercial, and I think I can't remember now, but that one was the Colgate-Palmolive one, now that I think about it again. And then, but, you know, the cigarette commercials are hilarious.
Yes.
And awful.
yes, but that was the culture. People smoked.
That was the culture. That was the time.
Absolutely.
And then you hear some of the dialogue and you kind of cringe a little bit. But you go, no, that's the way it was in 1942, or that's the way it was in 1939. And it gives you a little window into a different time and a different culture and maybe what your parents were living or your grandparents were living. And I just love it so much. It's just a wonderful heritage. And then of course a lot of these shows, such as Armis Brooks, you know, got made into hit television shows. And then from there, Armis Brooks went into, you know, a feature film.
That's right.
From Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these shows, I'd say a good half of them, like you mentioned, My Favorite Husband, which eventually didn't become I Love Lucy, but it was an inspiration, and it really helped her to get I Love Lucy done.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I'm trying to remember which show it was. We've done so many, but it was Desi Lou. Desi Lou produced Armis Brooks,
mm-hmm.
and here locally, you know, at the same studio, which became Columbia.
Right.
And it was at the same place as I Love Lucy, and these are just very different viewpoints of women. And one of the reasons we wanted to do Armis Brooks was it presented a single woman in a tough profession, being a teacher, and that didn't pay very well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't glamorous, but she was independent. She was strong. She wanted to be married, but she was okay.
Yeah.
And that was very different for that particular era, and certainly very different from I Love Lucy, which was produced by Desi Arnaz. In fact, he guest starred not on this episode that we do, but on a different episode of Armis Brooks. So the history and the trivia behind these shows is really, really fascinating, and it just shows part of our heritage, you know, and, you know, you go all the way back to Broadville, but then you come into silence, and then you go into radio, and then there, you know, so forth. But so I can get really nerdy about this, if you let me.
Lee Purcell is on the line with us. Lee is one of the driving forces behind the Hollywood Radio Players, a troupe of actors who perform reenactments of classic radio plays via Zoom to help raise funds for the Motion Picture and Television Fund. By the time this program airs, the two most recent productions of the Hollywood Radio Players, The Magic Christmas Tree, a Christmas-themed episode of Armis Brooks featuring Lee Purcell as Connie Brooks, and the Christmas episode of The Father Knows Best, radio series. Both of those productions will be up for your enjoyment by the time this program airs. Lee will be back next week for part two of our conversation. We'll ask her a little bit more about the upcoming reenactment of Casablanca that the Hollywood Radio Players will produce. Plus, we'll ask her about some of her other upcoming projects. In the meantime, each production of the Hollywood Radio Players is free to watch on the Hollywood Radio Players YouTube channel. However, donations of any amount to the Motion Picture and Television Fund are encouraged. To find out more, HollywoodRadioPlayers.com, HollywoodRadioPlayers.com, or the Hollywood Radio Players YouTube channel to make a donation in any amount to the Motion Picture and Television Fund, MPTF.com/donate, MPTF.com/donate. We'll take a quick time out, then we'll go from one Lee to another. Actor Lee E. Cox will join us. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.